Wait, so do I get to the end of the like the connector or whatever and see?
Oh, you're pretty far behind. It's going to take you probably another two rounds to get to him if you want to continue.
Yeah, I mean, I said I was going to go back up Mr. S. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, okay. All right. So everybody's just running in different directions.
Oh, yep. And I text Mr. S and be like, leg cramp, period. Be there soon, period. Sorry, period.
So this is a great like scene because Sicarian has just thrown aside this body and is like stalking towards this guy to kill him with a knife, and then his phone goes off. Like,
I answer it as I'm stalking.
Yeah, just like,
it's just a text that says leg cramp, period. I'll be there soon, period. Sorry. That's all it says.
Awesome.
I give like I kind of look at it and say okay, and then I put it away.
All right, so Sicarian, you're at a point of choice here. You can
put the knife to his throat, pick him up.
You can do that, or you can go back to the swan song because at the end of this round, the docking clamp is going to tear off from the swan song, and this ship will start moving away.
So I could hit the door to open it.
Well, you could run and like leap back onto the swan song. There'll be like 2 or 3 feet of empty space between the two when you do. Or you can kill this guy, let the door close behind you, and stay on the pirate.
Stay on the ship, Sicarian. Character rerolling is quick.
How much time do I have to make this choice?
You have to do it now.
No, I put the knife to his throat and I start asking him questions.
Okay, so the door seals behind you. There's one last shredding of metal. And the comm systems on the swan song are blaring like hull breach, atmosphere venting,
attenzione, muy caliente.
Actually, your ship, its built-in program voice is like a cowboy. It's got this kind of like Tex Avery kind of like.
It looks like the ship's taking a little bit of damage.
Pretty much. It's like, oh, shucks, the hull's got a hole in it. Maybe y'all ought to look into that. Please close the blast doors now. So the swan song is like, casually reminding you might not want to let all the atmosphere vent into space.
That's all so, Piani.
Yeah, Piani, do you want to stop and do something?
I mean, is there any way I can assist Mr. Sicarian, perhaps, like, feed him, if he's going to stay on the ship, feed him information about the ship?
If you can get to the comm suite, you can make a scan of the ship, and you'll be able to tell where the, like, life sources are on the ship. So if anyone's coming to get him, you can warn him what direction they're coming from.
Then I fucking haul my ass there.
Okay. All right. The swan song vents atmosphere into space. So I think Higgs, you notice there's like a reverse breeze. The air is being pulled from behind you down the corridor in the direction that you're going. Your hair is all flapping and your clothes are.
So I could make the conclusion that we're basically just open to space right now, right?
If someone doesn't close a blast door between you and the hull rip, you're gonna get sucked out into space.
Yeah, can I close the blast door? Is there?
Yes. Yeah. You just grab the nearest panel and.
Yeah, I kind of like put my hand up against it, kind of sigh. I'm just like, good luck, Mr. S. So then I hit the thing.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So
then I start making my way back towards the bridge.
The voice all says, right. "Mr. Higgs decided to close the blast door. That was a good idea."
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. This ship's like crisis averted. Well, for now. Meanwhile, Sicarian, you've got a hostage now with a monoblade to his throat, and he's trembling and he's begging for his life in Spanish.
I pin him up against the wall and I say, "You have three. I'm going to ask you a few questions. Is that okay with you?"
He's just like, "No habla, no habla."
It's fine. You need to speak in English, though. Can you do that for me?
He doesn't seem to understand you.
What about Japanese?
Don't ask me in Japanese. What do you say in Japanese?
I say, what about in Japanese?
He says, hi, choto, which he's like, a little, yes.
Okay. How many people on ship?
15, plus boarding party.
Holy hell.
Well, how many now that boarding party all gone?
he does some math. I guess that would be 15. There would be 10 left on the ship. You guys have killed 5 people, I think. So
excellent.
Far.
I need you to take me to the engine room. Can you do that, please?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, we need to avoid people. Otherwise, the knife goes into the base of your skull. Okay?
So this, ikimasu, and he like gestures, like, let's go this way.
Okay, I'm going to take one of the guy's pistols, by the way. They were just average pistols again, right?
Yeah, just projectile pistol.
All right, I'll put that in my waist, in the waist of my pants or whatever, and then I lead him in front of me towards the engine room where he's taking me, I guess.
Okay, all right. Victor, you arrive on the... on the bridge of the ship. What do you
want to do? Oh yeah,
yeah.
I booked it. I leap into the chair, like sliding over the back of it.
Chair spins around,
and then I like punch it into high gear, following off after the Black Aurora, and I immediately try to do a Lamprey.
Okay, all right. So to do that, you're going to need to make a pilot check.
Pilot check.
Yeah, so opposed pilot tests, adding your respective ship's speed.
Ooh, I wonder if we have an advantage there. My ship's speed is 3. So my pilot test is plus my intelligence.
Yep.
Right. Okay, so here we go. Mm.
Okay. All right. So if the defender wins, the maneuver fails, blah, blah, blah. They don't. If the enactor wins by 3 or more, which you did,
the lock
is attained for that round, and the enacting ship and its weapons gain the defending ship's phase. The enactor wins by fewer than 3. The lock is unsuccessful, but there's no penalty. The enactor must make this test each round to maintain the lock. So you get kind of like up under the Black Aurora, but not enough to get into their phase bubble.
Yeah.
So there's maybe some weird distortion on the ship as you're kind of like passing through their phase bubble. So like you're in one phase of reality and then another, and like you're looking out of it at your own ship, and the panel's all like blurry and weird.
Yeah.
Part of your body is in one phase and part of you is in another.
I hit the comms and I say, "Do either of you nerds know how to use a gun?"
I respond just like, chugging along in the thing. I was like, yeah, I'll be there soon. I'll be there soon, buddy. I need a couple minutes. I got some news.
We need to take out those engines.
No, possibly. Mr. S is over on the other ship. We got to give him all the help we can.
You're lucky the ship didn't hear you talking about all those engines.
And I just keep making my way towards the bridge.
All right. So, Piani, you arrive on the bridge now. Higgs, you will arrive in 2 turns.
Okay.
So Piani, you come in behind Victor now.
And I want to make the scan to try to help out Mr. S and if I can.
All right, so you want to do a life scan?
Yes.
Okay, so it's going to be opposed by their countermeasures.
Okay.
9 versus.
All right. Okay, so you get a kind of general blueprint of the ship in like a pulse. So you can't see... you know, all the time, but it's kind of like the motion detectors from Aliens, where you see, like, you hit them with a pulse and you can see where people are. So you can see, you can see 2 figures moving close together towards the ship's core, towards the core of the ship. And you can see there are at least 4 people coming down the corridor behind him, and there are 3 people in the engine core.
Okay. Well. Fucking Mr. S. There's 4 coming in from behind you, and there's a couple in the engine room. Be careful.
He knows that? You said that?
Yeah. That's what I just learned.
Yeah, he used the scanner.
is there like a room or something like that along the way or something?
Yeah, sure. There's like a side room.
Okay, we'll duck in there, and I'll just say, 1 minute, please.
Okay, so you duck into this room. And there's a weapons console and an empty seat, and then a big a set of coolant tanks. You've been on battleships before. This is the like gun control for their plasma gun.
I'm gonna lock the door.
Okay.
And I'm going to point the knife at him and point in the corner. And say, just sit over there, please. 1 minute.
He nods happily and does so.
And I'm going to call up. I guess, well, I'm already talking to...
Yeah,
you got Piani on the call.
Piani. I say, Piani, I'm going to disable the guns. I need you to get back on the ship, and I will try to convince them that they are at our mercy. And if they asked, I am a suicidal maniac. Okay.
Back on the ship. What do you mean by back on the ship?
He doesn't.
The one I'm on, Piani. I'm on the other ship right now.
You want me to come over there?
I would like someone. Yeah, that'd be great. Hey, so, I got one sec.
Piani, from where you are, you can tell that's not going to be possible. Your docking interface is ruined. It's just been shredded.
Mr. Cesarian, that's not gonna work.
It's Mr. Cesarian.
Mr. S, sorry, I'm flustered. It's not gonna work. Our gear's a bit fucked, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to get them to go to a standstill, and I'll need us to open up links, have people in atmospheric suits or something like that ready to go, but I'm going to need us to... I don't want to just be on this ship for the rest of my life.
I'll tell you what.
The rest of your short, violent life.
I can tell you if someone's about to fuck your bum. It's about all I can do. I'll scan the ship. I'll let you know.
I'll tell you what. Do that, scan, but talk to Mr. Higgins or Victor, who is a scientist, and they'll have to figure it out. But I'll need to... We'll work this out, okay?
Victor is currently looking over the spreadsheets.
So I'm going to look at the room
ship.
At him.
Thinking about what the repairs to the airlock are going to be.
As the guy that is also the gunnery for our ship, I guess, just de facto, not that I have the skill for it, but would I know how to look at this and perhaps sabotage their ability to fire or something like that?
So most systems on a ship of capital class or lower can be rerouted from one station to another. So gunnery would be done from here, but in an emergency, they could do it from the deck. You'd have to do it with software. You'd have to disable... this specific part of the ship systems.
Okay.
I mean, you could blow up the computer in this room, but it's not gonna stop them.
You said there was coolant tanks, and I know those are explosive, right?
As I say, that's the other thing. So if you rupture the coolant tanks, they'll maybe get one or two shots before the plasma cannon overheats, and then they can't shoot.
Right.
If you want to take a little extra time, if you have like a tech skill, you could set it so the guns would overload and blow up when they fired, but that would take a little more time, and you'd need the right.
I don't have... Well, the tech skill would just be for the plus, right?
No, you'd actually have to have...
I have perception, so I'll just use that. That's fine, Adam. I have the perception. No, I'm just kidding. I do have tactics. Is that just... What does that do for me? Like, can I do tactics in general in this situation to give me a plus one on something?
Yeah, I mean, you could roll tactics, and I can give you some additional tactical information about the layout of this type of chip or something that would help you.
Okay. Well, I know that if I rupture the coolant, I can sink the ship. I could blow it up, right?
Rupturing the coolant will disable the plasma cannon, setting the coolant to like a backfire or something, vent, because it has fail safes, right? It'll fire once, detect the heat level, maybe fire again, the heat level will be over safe conditions and it'll turn off because it has no more coolant. So disabling the coolant will do that. It'll give them maybe one or more shots, but the swan song can, if it's lucky, take more shots.
Yeah. Then do the guys pass by the door? I guess I'm looking around and I don't have many options in this room.
They will soon. I want to give everybody else a chance. So sure. Higgs, you move another round towards the
one more time in the bridge.
Yep. So one more, and then you'll be in the bridge. On the bridge,
I guess before I'm going to the bridge, do I know if I could get into a suit and like make a jump over to the other ship, or is it too far away now?
Does your ship have back suits?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe not. Okay.
No,
if
it doesn't.
Don't, then okay, never mind.
Yeah, if you had them, maybe, but yeah, the ship does not.
Okay.
I got a couple of fucking plastic bags and some twist ties for you here, Wilbur.
Breathe into this plastic bag and jump out the window.
Yeah.
Okay. So a ship-to-ship suicide leap will not be possible, really. Do you want to try and get that lamprey lock again? Pilot friend?
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, show.
Okay. All right. How'd you do?
Got a 9.
9? Okay. So, 6. What did I give them before?
You got them a plus 4, I think.
Yeah, the plus 4 is a oh, no, because they have they get the maneuvering. So,
speed.
Oof. Yeah. Okay. So you lose by more than 3. If the defender wins, the maneuver fails, and the defender gains plus 4 on all hit rolls against the enactor for the round.
Holy shit.
Damn.
So you lose transverse velocity in relation to the defender. So you just like come to a slow halt right in front of them. And you you're bought one more round because there's no one in the gunnery compartment. But yeah, the guns start to turn. They've rerouted control. So I think, I mean, you don't understand it because it's in Spanish, but Mr. Sicarian, you see the panel get a big red X on it, and then with some words in Spanish that, I mean, basically mean like control rerouted this
what
terminal
does this mean?
Non-operational.
He
says,
that.
Yeah, he says terminal not use, no good, bridge control.
Okay, we're going to have to move to the engine room then. And I'm waiting for the guys to go past, I guess.
Okay, so I don't think they're not necessarily gonna go past you. Like they'll come and stop outside the door.
They know I'm in there?
They've got internal scanners too, right?
Hmm.
Like if Piani can tell, they definitely know where people are on the ship. But I mean it's a big heavy door right into the gun compartment, so it's shut and locked. You hear some like hammering outside the door.
Okay. I say, just a minute. I'm setting this explosive up to the coolant. I just need to blow up this half the ship, and we'll be good to go. And I say that in Japanese, I guess.
Okay. It doesn't sound like anyone outside understands you. They keep pounding and yelling.
Do you
Spanish.
Understand English?
Someone outside yells at you in kind of broken English. It's like, I understand you'll be dead soon.
Good. You too. Very morto. I have explosivo. Gonna blow this up because I have nothing to live for. I was a cook, and now I just want to die. So,
all right, you wanna
just
try
a couple minutes, and we're all going to fucking die. You understand?
Life of a cook is just right, not worth
so
living.
You want to try and intimidate them into thinking you have something you're going to use to blow up the ship? Okay. Sure.
Please.
All right. So what, is there a dedicated role for, or a skill for intimidation, or is it just, I think it's just,
I'll use my business acumen.
Listen,
I mean,
tactics. Can I get a +1 on that if I get a successful tactics?
No. But you can roll persuade or, that's what it sounds like, right? I don't have a sheet.
There's no intimidation. Persuade's like the only thing.
Yeah. Persuade will do it. So you can roll with your, charisma.
-1 because I have nothing in persuade, right?
Yes, if you don't have the skill, it's -1.
8.
Okay. You buy yourself some time. They don't run away, but yeah, someone says like explosivo and they like start talking. The guy next to you yells something in Spanish to them.
Oh, I slice his throat the second he starts.
I say, you turn with the knife. He's like, no, I tell them it's true.
Oh, I stop. I say, say it in English or Japanese.
He's like, sumimasen.
Actually, I know a little bit of Spanish. I know si. So say si and then say es posible. That's all you can say.
So he yells in English to the door. Yes, this man is, or he yells in Japanese, I guess. Yes, this man is crazy. He has an explosive, but yeah. He's like, that's what I tell them. They know.
Okay. You've done good.
Yeah, he doesn't want to get killed. Okay, so on board the ship. Yes, so all three of you are on the bridge now. What do you guys want
to
do?
I get to the bridge and I'm like completely out of breath, but I'm just like, Mr. S is on the other ship. We need to help him out.
You better take a rest in that gun chair.
Have we been in contact with him?
You know what? I didn't think about that.
Can we assume comms are open at this point?
Yeah, you can open comms. Okay. They don't have a captain anymore. But.
Yeah, I'm just like, Mr. S, what is the situation over there?
Oh, hello, good friend. And I'm speaking like the, hi, you know, like clearly not just to him. Yeah, sure. It's almost over now. I'm just going to blow myself up because I'm out of options. I'm going to take them all down with me. Unless you guys can strike up a conversation with them and do an exchange, and I won't blow up the ship. I don't have to die.
I look at the other two guys. I'm just like, I mouth the words "holy shit," and I'm just like, Mr. S, can you please stay on the line? I'm going to open up another comms that I hit.
I only have a little bit longer till I blow up everything I know.
I open up the comms to the other ship.
Basically, that's a pretty. That's a pretty. pretty awesome plan because you didn't have any leverage until you threatened to blow up their ship. That's good. Well done.
Victor.
Okay.
And here, I need you to work on making the guns not work as best as you can. If the guns fire, I make your head portable. 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 Or are you? Circuit the throat.
Anata no atama ga away. Okay, right. Cool. All right. So you're on the phone or on hold, I guess, and he sits down in the chair and is working away at the
Yeah, and I comms the other ship, whoever. I just open up a frequency.
Okay, so Victor and Piani, what are you two doing while this is happening?
Victor. If we fly away really fast, they might think he's telling the truth.
Oh God. Yeah, I just accidentally open a hailing channel as if, you know, whatever, and I say, we gotta get out of here. That ship's gonna blow. It's gonna be so huge.
Get the fuck out of here. It's gonna fucking explode.
He took the antimatter disintegration device from our cargo hold.
Fucking stole it. Fucking the guy.
I can't believe it. It's unstable.
I look at these two idiots and I'm just like,
really? Well, they're playing into the story. So Higgs, what do you want to say? You get a channel. You can go ahead and say whatever you want. You can hear they have their comm just flat open, and you can hear like panic shouting in Spanish on their bridge.
I'm just like, hello, anyone over there? We need to talk, or you guys are gonna lose your ship.
Okay, so the whoever's by the comms is like, what the fuck are you talking about? Lose our ship?
Are you the acting commander over there? Because the previous one is in our ship, and he's all or she's all spread out. And it's really messy. Well, anyways, are you captain?
There's no fucking captain over here, man. Well,
are you in control of this other ship that is about to be exploded?
Well, look, Hector's on the controls, but I've got the comms. What the fuck do you want?
And what is your name?
Ramirez.
Ramirez.
What does that matter?
Ramirez, look, I'm your friend now because my friend on your ship is about to blow it up. We need to make a deal. I'm going to lose a friend. You're going to lose your ship and probably your life.
Well, I don't fucking want that. So, yeah, okay, let's talk.
I need to make sure that my friend gets from your ship to my ship, and then you guys can get the fuck out of here. We won't fire upon you.
We have a cargo hold. We have a nice cargo hold for people.
Hold on. So, I'm getting a new idea from my compatriots. How about all of you come over to our ship? We've got a big cargo hold. You guys can have a fiesta.
And when that when the hull gets blown in their ship, they're going to be able to survive over here.
So he said, you're like, you can have a fiesta. So there's a pause for a second. I'm like, silence. He's like, listen up, you redneck piece of garbage. We've got fucking plasma guns.
No,
can tear your ship apart.
Sir, my compatriot on your ship has already taken control of those. And if you shoot them, you'll also explode your own ship. The one at the loss here. We win either way, except we lose a friend. But, I mean, between me and you, he went over there on his own. So
he was a bad cook.
He's an insane cook. Roll your persuade. And actually... Victor and Piani, for your beautiful performance, you can roll your persuade as well, and for each one of them that helps, you can get a
okay.
Plus.
So I have a plus one to my persuade as well. So
okay,
bam,
nice,
excellent. Nope, okay, Victor, you don't help. Okay, so you got a plus one, an additional one there, Higgs. So go ahead and roll your persuade.
Okay, has this been another hour, by the way, or no?
Between every break that we have. So if you haven't taken one since the last break,
did we start fighting at the beginning of this round?
Yeah.
Okay, so I can't. Okay, so it's only one roll. I can't re-roll it. Here we go. 11.
Oh, boom.
Oh, okay. Shit.
All right, so I'll roll his, and he's panicked, so I'm going to give him a minus. See if, I don't think he can even do it. No.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so he says, it's like, okay, let's just put all that racist fiesta shit behind us. And we can.
Yes, that was quite racist in retrospect. I'm sorry. We could just have a party. Not a fiesta, a party.
We can talk about this like fucking grown-ups, okay? So
party. I thought we were taking a nap.
You're saying you have this man on board our ship, and he has a bomb of some kind.
Explosivo. Yes, huge.
Okay, look, I speak English, okay?
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to communicate to the best of my ability. Look, we're all friends here.
Okay, so this crazy person on my fucking ship with a bomb.
He is crazy. He is downright. He once chopped a man's head and put it into a soup and tried to feed. He's a fucking crazy cook, and he will blow the shit out of your ship.
Okay, you can have this crazy person back, and we can just pretend like none of this shit ever happened. How are we going to make this work? Yeah, we look, and Hector may have overreacted, and we kind of tore a hole in the side of your ship.
Hector is not of my concern. Look, Ramirez, you are the guy right now. It is all up to you. Do you understand?
Okay. So let's look, there's got to be like a mining base somewhere in this field. We could go there and we could both dock, and we can make the exchange. You can have your crazy person back and we'll go our separate ways.
I like mute the comms and I look at Piani and Victor, and I'm just kind of like, does that sound good?
Can we dock without
Victor, are we able to dock right now?
Authority.
Can I tell if that ship could be piloted by one person alone?
The ship that they are on? Yeah. Make an intelligence check. Or do you have pilot, right?
Yeah.
Hey, make a pilot roll, but make it with intelligence. We'll see how much you know about spaceships.
7.
Ship that large needs at least 5 people to pilot it.
Fudge. Damn it. Well, I was going to like be like, oh no, you guys have to get off the ship because it's going to blow up. And then I was going to like have Sicarian fly the ship off into space.
No, he can't operate the ship by himself. Minimum crew 5.
Or can he, Adam? Can he?
Quickly, to the cloning tubes.
Yeah, I feel like the only way we're getting out of this well is either, we got to get Sicarian back somehow. So going to a base and then like making an exchange, I think it's the only reasonable thing. We have to do something to, we've got to disable their engines though somehow, because we can't have them going back to that destroyer. That loot is ours.
I unmute. I'm like, Ramirez, 1 second. My crew is rather long-winded, and I mute it back again. I'm like, Piani, can we disable their engines? Can you hack that?
How? Why don't we just make them pick up the fucking power core, and then we swap it when we go to the mining base?
But it's not just the core, it's salvage also. I unmute it, and I say, with that bomb there, there's not going to be a whole lot left, is there? And then I mute it again.
All right.
Can you? So you're, is, it a, is it a one way? Is it a one way mute? So you can still hear them talking.
Yeah.
Okay. So you hear Ramirez. He's like, wait, who the fuck was that? Put that redneck back on.
I'm like, Ramirez, I'll be with you in just 1 second. Hold on. By the way, he's not gonna blow up the ship unless we let him. You know how you don't have to worry about it right now. And I mute.
So the ships have drifted enough apart now that they've got their cannons swiveled around and pointed at you. And you're kind of just floating in weapons range of each other.
Okay.
While this is going on,
so,
I check
Sicarian,
in.
So, yeah, Sicarian, what are you doing while you're on there?
Say, hey, little buddy, how are we doing with that gun that's going to backfire on him?
He says, he's like, I work with the engine. The guns are not my job. The gunner was on the boarding party. I'm working on it, but...
I know. Pretend your life is at stake. And you know what? Let's just get away... Don't pretend it is. Just do it like your life depends on it.
It does. So does. And he like keeps.
And you'll refer to
away.
Me as Senpai from now on, please. Thank you.
Senpai Genai.
Yeah,
all right.
Senpai.
So he, he's hammering away at the thing. Outside, the hammering has stopped, and it's just like gone kind of eerily silent. You can just hear the clicking of the keyboard as he works away.
I've got the plasma projector leveled at the door, but other than that, perfect. I'm standing over him. And I think what I'm doing is I'm tapping the monoblade on his shoulder.
Yeah. Reminding him of your presence.
Yep. Okay. Not all the time, but just a couple times.
Okay. So what's the plan there, ship guys?
I'm asking Piani if she can hack the ship to make its engines not work once we dock.
I already fucking asked Adam the same question earlier, and he said there wasn't a fucking thing I could do with the fucking computer.
I'm like, I look at the two of you, and I'm just like, oh.
I radio Sicarian, and I say, Sicarian, we're working out a deal. We're going to do an exchange to get you back at a nearby mining base, but we need to nuke their engines somehow so they can't make it back to the destroyer. Is there anything you can do in there?
Yeah, you get them off the ship. you get the crew out of my way, and I will get to the engine room immediately, of course. You tell them you want to negotiate, and you need to meet with everyone, and you need to make sure their sensors are off so they don't know where I'm moving, or at least no one's manning them. And if you can work that out, then we're good.
So the only way, given what you guys have, the only way you can interfere with their computer systems would be on site. So like right. If Piani could get on the ship, she could mess with it. But yeah, their systems are.
If we had someone who is accustomed to working in the engine rooms on that ship and could get him into the engine rooms.
Exactly. Some kind of engineer.
Yeah. Okay. I unmute. I'm like, you still there, buddy?
Yes. What?
We all need to You know, in my line of business, it's better to negotiate mano a mano. So can we meet down there on this mining field together and have a cordial conversation?
The negotiations are done. You're going to take your madman and we're going to leave you alone.
But, I mean, see it from my point of view, Bucko. You can just kill him as soon as he leaves that room.
I don't care for the life of one crazy person. You can have him back.
I look at the other two, and I'm just like, all right. I guess that works for us. We'll meet you on the mining field, say, in an hour, 2 hours. I don't know. How long is it going to take to get there? And I pull over the map.
Okay, so you can see. So you guys are in, an asteroid field, and there are a few sort of habitable, temporary shelters that are built for mining these asteroids. And there's one with, an atmospheric dome that you could land on. I mean, someone lives there and owns it, but.
Okay, yeah. I give him the coordinates, and I'm just like, will this do? Can you want to meet down there?
You hear someone yell something in Spanish, and then Ramirez is like, yeah, Hector says that's fine. We'll see you there. And he cuts the comm.
Okay. All right.
Yep. So you guys fly over that way. When you get within a few feet, you get within, space feet. You get within distance, comms distance of the asteroid. Your comm lights up with a request for communication.
Yeah, I accept. I'm just like, hello?
Okay. You're a woman's voice. Who are you? What do you guys want? I don't have any money, so if you're here to rob me,
who's in the wrong place. Are you on this little biodome we're about to engage on? Who is this?
Yeah, it's my dome. I can see you. You and that pirate ship. What? I swear, I ain't got nothing. So
well,
keep your distance.
We need to use your area to make a trade. We promise nothing will get hurt. I promise. Look, you have my word, and that goes for a long ways.
Well, I mean, your word in a barrage of laser guns, so I can't stop you, but... And then she just cuts off.
Dead.
I'm just like, we'll probably kill her anyways when we get down there. I'm just like, we should.
Hey guys, mining colony.
Yeah.
All right. So you fly in. You fly in to dock and prepare to make your exchange with the pirates. So why don't we?
Let's take our last break. That sounds perfect. Cool. All right. We'll take our final break. We'll come in and close out week number two right after this. Thank you guys so much for watching. We'll see you soon.